The fact of the matter is, whether you've been in network marketing for years or just a few days, your family and friends have seen your opportunity and your phone is, as we call it, burnt. If you're anything like me, that's a scary thought. So the big question is, how do entrepreneurs like us, who love the network marketing profession, who no longer want to be that guy, and are tired of convincing people during uncomfortable let's get coffee meetings where they say, what's this all about? How do we market in a way that aligns us with our dream clients and expands our network of upfront and transparent professionals, allowing us to get our time back, our families back, and gain a real passive asset? People like us who value impact over income, we deserve to see our visions once and for all. Join me in this podcast where we'll uncover just how to do that. My name is Eric Sablon. Welcome to Burnt Phone Marketing.
I'll actually put that link in the show notes. So guys, if you click the show notes, you'll be able to see and go right to that. So you talked about your Facebook group, and I love Facebook groups because communities are key, you know, but there's a lot of Facebook groups out there that's like, there's a lot of people that are just, you know, inviting people to groups and just inviting people to groups. So I know you just launched your Facebook group just recently. You kind of did a silent launch. So tell me a little bit about like, we call it CTA in marketing. We call it, you know, what is the promise of your Facebook group?
Yeah, that's actually a great question. And I like to think that mine is unique. There might be somebody out there who does a similar situation than what I'm doing. But what I decided, so my group initially started as just another place for people that are part of my team to be able to get more value, you know? So, one of the things that you talked about right away is I'm a certified digital marketer. So I went through, there's a company called Get Response that they do email marketing and automation. And I went through their certification courses because I knew people need to have, especially in the online marketing world, you got to have a good autoresponder to be able to send out information to your leads, whether it's from a capture page or whether you're doing a newsletter, whatever the case may be. And so I said, well, how can I best serve my community? And I said, well, I'm a techie guy. You know, I do tech support as a day job. So I was like, well, why don't I go ahead and get these certifications? And I got certified in their email autoresponders, their automation, and I took their digital marketing certification. And so I did that because I want to be valuable to other people. And I also build websites and I build funnels. And I also, you know, teach people a little bit about affiliate marketing. And so I thought to myself, why am I limiting this group to just people that already know who I am, that already are in my ecosystem, that already know what I know? Why am I not branching this out to help more people? And so I thought, well, I'll start putting the group together and building it. And I was talking to a friend of mine and he said, why don't you just launch your group and then start just telling people about it, put it in your ecosystem, put it in your pages and on your links and whatever, and then just basically take people through your journey of growing your group. And I thought, that is a really unique idea because I've never seen another group do that. Usually they always have some sort of structure in there, you know, and I thought back to when I first joined in the Become the Upline group. And I thought, and at the time it was Magnetic Lead Machine. And so I was like, man, that's kind of what you guys did. Is when I first joined, you were just starting to get your traction in and you were going live all the time and adding new content and bringing it through. And now it's this huge conglomerate of a whole bunch of different trainings and mindset and everything. And so I was like, well, obviously it's a good idea because I got it from somebody else that's better than I am. So I was like, I'm going to do that. So I silently launched it, meaning I basically just turned it public. And I mean, it's a private group, but it's publicly searchable.
Yeah.
And because I want people to request to be in it, because if I just leave it open to everybody, then I'm not going to get the right people.
Right.
But if you get people that request to join it, that means that they actually see the value in the group. And I just decided that I want to create a safe space for online marketers or people who are interested in online marketing of some way, shape, or form. Sometimes that might even be people that see me on TikTok or YouTube and decide they want to be part of my world and see what I'm up to. but just open it up to anybody who wants to be in there and learn online marketing strategies. And what I've called it is, it's called the Freedom Secret. And I called it the Freedom Secret, which I am actually in process of writing another book called The Freedom Secret. Nice. That's going to go along with the group. That's going to be talking about leadership and mindset, and also a little bit about marketing strategies. But it's designed to basically help people attain freedom using online marketing strategies. And it's not just freedom from the 9 to 5. It's freedom in whatever capacity mm-hmm. that they want. So if somebody is just like, I want to pay my car payment every month, great, let's do it. You know, if someone's like, I just don't want to live paycheck to paycheck, you know, great, let's do it. Which, it's funny, I'm talking about this and I'm remembering one of my favorite videos from a coach and speaker by the name of Art Williams. And he talks about how, you know, you just got to do it, right? You just do it. And successful people, they just do it and do it and do it and do it until the job gets done. And he talks about how people would come to him and go, oh, Art, you know, I'm going to be a millionaire. And he'd be like, great, just do it.
Do it. Yeah.
You know? And so I think about that and it's like, I don't care what people want to do. You know, I don't have an agenda with the group to really, to make them do a specific task. It's not like what people call an ATM group where you get in there, you tag them in a message, you tell them to go do this thing. I've got a couple structured things in there because I want it to be structured like a well-oiled machine eventually. But the real promise that I'm giving people is a place to learn and grow without an ulterior motive. Mm. So there's no like back end sales video that's waiting for them when they get to a certain point or anything like that. Sure, I'll probably, you know, in between in there have different calls to action to like, hey, if you want to go deeper on this subject, you know, let me know or click this link kind of thing. But aside from that, it's not going to be like a lot of these bigger groups where you get in there and their ultimate goal is to convert you into their program. Mm-hmm. My ultimate goal is to convert people into online marketers and be able to build a business that they can be proud of, that they can pass on to their kids and their grandkids. And, you know, if that's through me and my products and the products that I promote, great. If it's not, at least they have a space they know they can come back to, that they can ask a question and not be judged.
That's
because no question is going to be too small or too big. And if I don't know the answer and somebody else in the group doesn't know the answer, well, you know what? I'm connected with a whole bunch of people online. I bet you I could find someone that knows the answer.
100%.
So that's the whole premise behind it. That's the promise, is that no ulterior motive, just safe space. Let's take our all our skills. Let's put them together. Let's answer questions. Let's help people move forward. And that's just going to be just building a true community.
I like it. That's amazing. So that's going to be on the inside the show notes. We'll put that because the link to that is at Josh's main, you know, link.
Yeah, so my social. I'm calling it my social page. Our
social page. So we'll get that dialed in. That'll be in the show notes. So if you want to get into the freedoms, success, freedom.
The Freedom Secret. Yep.
The Freedom Secret. Then just jump in on that link. So I've been reading a book by Tony Robbins, and he interviewed a bunch of some of the greatest, not marketers, but investors, from Warren Buffett to, you know, a bunch of different people, Ray Dalio and all of these people. And he asked a question there that, you know, I think is perfect for what we're doing. However, it's not about investing. So I'm going to ask that question. It's, as a father and a giver, not being able to give money, pass money down to your kids and your family, besides a concept for life or business, what would that look like?
Okay, so basically talking about giving something that's not monetary, that's not a proof of concept, and that's not materialistic.
Exactly. So it'd be like, what Tony talks about is a portfolio. Like, what portfolio roadmap would you give your kids to follow?
Sure. You know, funny, I was initially, I'm like, I'm going to get tripped up by this one. Cause, and we, and just so people know, we didn't talk about this before. And he told me he had an odd question. So I was like, I'm waiting for this question going, am I going to get tripped up by this? But actually it's funny because I just had this conversation with my 13-year-old, who's my oldest. So my two boys are 13 and five. Jeremiah's the oldest, 13, Owen's five. And Jeremiah and I were having this conversation and I was talking to him about why we're so hard on him, you know, why we discipline him and why we, you know, have consequences for his actions. And I would have to say the thing that I would give my kids, if I couldn't give them anything materialistic or monetary or business-wise, would be I would find a way to put all of my experiences that I went through. And maybe, you know, this might be an idea that I might actually put together and maybe I'll turn it into a book even. It's kind of an idea, but just thought about this right now is I would take every experience that I went through in life that I can remember. And I will talk about what happened, how I felt during and after, and why, like what that experience taught me and why I either changed or didn't based on that experience, and make that kind of like a portfolio of all the things I went through. And it would be the how to avoid making the same dumb shit mistakes that dad did. And just basically a book of all the things that I did that were stupid and go, here's all the things that you should avoid doing because these things didn't actually help me at all in my life. I mean, they did to go through these challenges, but these all put me in really, really low spots in my life because of the decisions that I made that I could have made a different decision that was better and that wouldn't have put me in this situation. And it would just be a book of all the things to say, read through this and remember all of these events. And if you ever come to a crossroad that matches one of these, remember the decision I took and make a decision for yourself based on the information you have on whether or not you should make one or the other, you know, like basically a fork in the road and go, oh, wait, dad's portfolio that he gave me had this event in there. Maybe I should go refresh my memory quick and look at it and go, well, dad made decision A and that led him down the road of some pretty bad marital problems. Maybe I should go the other route, you know, something like that, that I think would be so valuable because I never got that from my parents. I never got the talks of like, hey, I've done this before. You shouldn't do this. Mm-hmm. I never got the talks of like, here's all the bad financial decisions I made because those came after the fact when I make the same mistake and they go, oh yeah, I dealt with that before. And I'm like, why didn't you freaking tell me? You know, like I could have avoided this whole problem. And they're like, oh, well, you know, you got to learn. It's like the idea is for our kids to stand on our shoulders and go up from there. Right. Not live the same mistakes that we made over and over and over. Our goal is to learn from those mistakes and teach them how to not make the same mistakes so that they can be better and be bigger and better than we were. And I'm not going to be disappointed if my kids do the same stupid shit that I did, but
they all do,
but I would rather see them have a platform to rise from then have to go into the same pit that I crawled out of and have to figure their own way out like I did.
Well, it's that whole thing where they talk about like welfare is like second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth generation. It's that thing that they've already only seen. So I love what you're doing there because you're kind of giving them the roadmap to start here, not right back here. Yes, here's all the stories. Here's all the struggles. Here's the stories and the struggles. Here's what I'd suggest you do. Reference it. Use it as a reference manual. Use it as a portfolio. Use it how you know, use it as a resource. And that's one of the things, like I was just in a training not too long ago and they said, there's three types of books that can't leave the library. The dictionary, the encyclopedia, and it's another reference book, but it talks about
like a thesaurus.
Thesaurus. Let me check. Hang on, because this is good. It was a dictionary, encyclopedia. So dictionary is your language, how you speak. The encyclopedia is the past. like all of the stuff that happened before. And then the third one was a I can't reference it. Reference books, everything, so dictionary, encyclopedia, and an atlas.
Atlas, there you go.
And yep. The atlas is the map that shows you, the GPS that shows you where everything is. Like, yep. And that's what they talk about. They talk about the references. So going back to that, it's like you're giving somebody the references. You're giving somebody the encyclopedia with the dictionary and the atlas all in one portfolio.
Yeah, awesome. That's an interesting way to look at it. And I agree, right? Like that's what we should be giving our children, is we should be giving them that trifecta, right? The dictionary of everything we've learned, the encyclopedia of everything we've gone through, and the roadmap of how we went through all those things and came out the other side.
Yeah.
Like we should be doing that, but the history repeats itself in very negative ways sometimes. And the number one problem that I see is that parents aren't willing to have the hard conversations with their kids.
Because they don't know how to communicate. And that's the thing. And communicate, that's one of the big things for 2022 for me, is being a better communicator. And communication is the key. It's what drives the world. In fact, like the dictionary is the key, because how you talk to yourself is basically the words that you give power are what drive your life. Like the dictionary is what drives your life. The way that you, when you say something, and the way that that makes you feel.
Yep.
And the way that the mindset that it puts you in is totally different from in so many different things. Like in that same training, they talked about ands or ors. Mm-hmm. They talked about success. Literally with success, when we ask somebody for success, it's like, I need to do this, and I need to do this, and I need to do this, and I need to have a yacht, and I need to have fly first class all the time, and I need to do this. And we set up ourselves for failure so much, because if we don't have all of the ands, all we need to not have is one of them, and it's not a success.
Right.
But if we stop using the ands or the anchors, when we start using ors, I can get the boat or the yacht or fly first class or this or that or this. And that all like comes together. So awesome, man. What an amazing interview, man. I'm super fired up. I'm super excited to release this one. This is going to release in a couple of weeks. Super excited for you. Congratulations for all your success. I have one question that I always ask all of my clients and all of my my guests, and I'm going to ask it to you because I know it's a big one, because now you're speaking, you're on stages. So I'm going to paint a quick picture, and I want you to kind of answer this question. Like what straight up just comes from your heart if you haven't done a speech like this before. So it's you talked about how you're the opening speaker. Mm-hmm. You're the keynote speaker, and you're at one of the biggest affiliate marketing events, or whatever marketing in your industry it is. There's 200,000 people in the stadium. And inside the stadium, there's this gigantic banner. And it's like all the speakers, like boom, 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 boom. But always the Sunday speaker is that one that's like right in the middle. Like it's right in the middle of it. And it's you, and you're kind of the biggest one, like up front, in front of everybody. So that's on the banner, like as people are in the stadium. So you finish your 45-minute, one hour and 30-minute keynote on Sunday, because you're the Sunday afternoon speaker. 200,000 people are standing up. They turn around. They're all heading to the exits, and they all look up and they see your face on that big banner. What's the one phrase or concept that you want all 200,000 people to think Josh Schoenert?
Well, you know, there's one thing that I always tell everybody, and I've always believed that this is, it's going to be on the screens. It's going to be on my headstone. It's going to be on everything. It's going to be basically the thing that people always see is, and it's something I'm going to reference an old cartoon. It's a movie and it's called Meet the Robinsons, and it's a kid's movie and it's a great movie. And it has one of my favorite phrases. And I don't remember where the first time I heard it was, but the phrase is keep moving forward. And the thing with that is I've always, you know, the concept is going to be, you know, basically I would say the full phrase is going to say, never look back, keep moving forward. Because the reason for that is the moment we look back is the moment we start feeling things like regret. And we start feeling things like that imposter syndrome, right? You start seeing all the things you went through and you're like, oh man, like, I can't believe I'm where I am now with how I was before. You know, let's be real. And I'm just going to be honest with you here. I remember vividly the night that I realized that I had to stop doing drugs. And I remember I had a night where the two drugs I never touched ever was meth and heroin. I never touched any one of those, because those were the scary ones, man. But I remember I had a night where I had been partying all night. I'd probably gone through a half a dirty 30, a Keystone Light myself. I probably snorted 3 or 4 lines of coke, took some acid, did whatever. I just was, you know, people be like, hey, you want to try this? I'm like, yeah, let's do it. I'm ready. And I remember lying on the floor, feeling like my heart was going to explode out of my chest. My head was pounding. My body was trembling. And I remember laying there thinking to myself, this is it. This is my deathbed. And coming out of that moment, like, I passed out and I remember waking up and I woke up in the hospital and I didn't have an ID on me. Nobody wanted to ID me when I got picked up. So I just basically signed out of the hospital as a John Doe. And because I had a choice, I could tell them who I really was, or I could just leave. And I left thinking to myself, I almost killed myself because I didn't have any care in the world for who I am as a person. I had no self-respect. I had no self-esteem. I had no vision of the future. And I was 18 years old. I was just fresh out of high school. And so what happened was, I remember one day when I was starting to put my book together, and I was thinking about, do I want to talk about this stuff in my book? And I didn't talk in detail. I just talked about going through drug and alcohol addiction. I could easily look back on that day and say, I'm not worthy of anything because I was a druggie. I could say, I'm not worthy of any of this success because I partied. I dropped out of 3 different colleges. I never could hold down a job. I never, you know, I almost got divorced from my wife 2 different times. You know, I've had all these things that happened. I'm not worthy for everything that I have right now. I could think that. But if I think about that phrase, never look back, keep moving forward, I don't look back on those situations to be able to look back on who I was and think that that's what defines me. I look back to remember where I came from, to remind myself that I came from areas that really people don't think that they should be able to be successful after that. And I've become successful. You know, I've done things with my life that people would dream of. You know, I landed I worked my way up on a six figure corporate position with one of the biggest tech companies in the world. Mm-hmm. I've been able to write a best-selling book. You know, yes, I've had people that, oh, you only wrote one chapter. I don't care. My picture's on the cover. It's my book. Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, I've gone through and created thousands and thousands of dollars of commissions online by helping other people realize their potential. And I told you I was going to tell you a little bit of a secret, a special announcement. As of Wednesday, January 25th, 2022, sorry, I'm choking up a bit. I retired my wife.
Congratulations, man. That's huge. Congratulations. That's a big deal. That was on the goal. That was on the goal sheets when we talked a long time ago, when you first became a client, when you first joined the community. Congratulations, man. That's
yeah. Sorry. That's how much this means, right? Is keep moving forward, keep pushing. And I remember, you know, she's been going through health challenges. She just had two different surgeries. She had to have surgery right after Christmas. I mean, you didn't even get to enjoy the holiday. And she was slated to go back to work this week. And I remember looking at her finances going, the goal that we put down was when her income was no longer needed, she should no longer have to work. And I did the numbers and I thought, we did it. We've been paying off debt. We've paid off multiple credit cards, thousands of dollars in debt. We got rid of one of our car payments. I mean, we've worked our butts off for years. And I looked at it and I still work a day job, you know, cause I have a really, really good career with a good company. But we looked at it and I said, we don't need her income. And I looked at her and I said, do you want to go back to work? And just, you can tell the anxiety building in her. And she goes, no, I don't. And I said, then don't. And she just looked at me and went, wait, what? And I said, I just ran the number. I went through our budget over and over and over. I mean, I was obsessive because that's what I've been working towards. And I told her for the longest time, I said, you're going to have to wait till June until the kids are done with school so we can pay off more debt. And then I just looked and I went, wait, we've paid off a bunch of debt. We've done this. We've gotten rid of a car payment. We've gotten rid of all that stuff. We can do this. And I looked, I was like, my paycheck from work pays all of our bills and we have money left over. And our business has been in profit, pure profit. We're positive cash flow and have been that way for over 6 months.
Awesome.
There's no reason for it. And so that phrase, never give up, keep moving forward, never look back, keep moving forward, right? Don't give up. Don't cut yourself short. Don't sit back and say, oh, well, man, that goal is just really too hard to achieve. I honestly did not think that in 2022, I was going to be able to tell my wife that you no longer have to work for the rest of your life.
That is a big deal. Congratulations. Home run, like drop, mic drop, you name it. But that's one of the things that all marketers, all people aspire to do that for their spouse if that's what they want. And I can just say, congratulations. That's amazing. Your journey's amazing. I can't wait to see all the rest of the stuff that happens in 2022. And I look forward to working with you in any capacity. So super excited. We'll JV. We'll do something. We'll do something. So thank you for taking the time out. I appreciate it.
Oh, dude, and, thank you. This has been amazing.
Thank you so much. And guys, make sure, ladies and gentlemen, I'm learning that one. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you check out the show notes. Number one, make sure you listen to the outro because we're going to talk about something that we usually give away. We give away, you know, something, you know, for coming onto the show. And then number two, make sure you check out the show notes so you can link with Josh. See what he's doing, take a look at his Facebook group and, you know, just continue to grow and continue to scale and continue to be awesome, Josh. But
thank you, man.
I will catch all of you guys on the next episode of Burnful Marketing Radio. Talk to you guys.
Thanks, soon. Everybody.
Thank you so much for your listenership and your continued support of Burnful Marketing Radio. This is Eric Sablon. And as a bonus to you, I wanted to give you guys a free strategy session with me. All you have to do is go to www.burnphonemarketing.com/book-a-call and we will set up a strategy session to help you get unstuck. So that's www.burnphonemarketing.com/book-a-call.